We are joined by Jocko, Mike Jocks of KHBS 4029. Jocko, how are you?
I'm great. How about you guys?
We're good. Brett Bielema addressing the Arkansas Razorbacks game with the Auburn Tigers this Saturday at Senior Day on the Hill. What were some of his thoughts today?
Well, the first thing that jumps out at me, you know, the first thing he talked about was obviously that it was Senior Day and that he's hoping that the kids have a chance to go out with a bang against Auburn. You know, the last time they're playing on the Hill at Razorback Stadium, you know, he really talked about, you know, getting to know these guys. He had no, you know, basically most of me had no idea who they were, and then had a chance to get them to know them bit by bit. And, you know, now there's that coach's love that, you know, the most, you know, great coaches have for their kids. And, you know, it's, I guess the thing that he kind of finished off with was that, you know, he wanted, that's why he never, because of the seniors, you know, obviously it's a rebuilding, but he never wanted to really say that it was a rebuilding process at Arkansas because of the seniors and all the time they put in. There's never been a senior class that has gone through what these guys have gone through in the last 3 years, just from where they were with Bobby and then with John L and now Brett. So, but I think the biggest thing that everybody, there was kind of a buzz in the, you know, no pun intended, but the buzz was that apparently Auburn didn't give up all of their game film to Arkansas that they should have.
No. Wait, what?
Yeah, so, you know, there's this thing that, you know, it Brett kind of, you know, kind of,
see, now,
you know, a little bit, but.
And, Jocko, it's not the same where you have to drive somewhere and exchange the VHS tapes. You know, it's
right.
a little different than that. So that's surprising, you know, if it's over the internet or how they get that done.
And here's the deal, Matt. You know, once we started, you know, kind of asking a little bit more about it, the video that's in question is an extra point where apparently – Auburn lines up in the, you know,
like a swinging gate type deal.
Yeah, they line up at the swinging gate, and then they eventually move and kick the extra point. Well, the video that Auburn provided, you know, from their own stuff, they just went right to the extra point.
And they blame it on the film guy. You know, that's a GA that didn't push record in time. You know, that's
correct.
How, yeah.
And so it's apparently, you know, Arkansas was so upset with this that it's now a SEC league matter that it's been reported to the SEC league offices, and they're gonna deal with it. And
so what happens though? I mean, okay, you've reported it to the SEC. I mean, what happens then? Will they
worst,
have to?
They could do a fine. They would fine all. I think that would be at worst. Nothing
so
big.
You know, there's that little bit of you know, issue that Gus Malzahn and Brett had. You know, SEC Media Days or whatever that was.
Yeah, it started back in Destin at the SEC spring meetings.
That's right. So, you know, they have this little thing going. Well, now I think it's just that there's been a little fuel added to the fire. And, of course, Coach B said, you know, well, you know, I know Gus will do everything in his power, and it shouldn't have been, you know, it's probably has nothing to do with him. But, you know, it's a little bit of a, you know, just kind of turning the screws a little bit more. So, once we found out, it's really, you know, it's the swinging gate, and you know, it's not Watergate. It's the swinging gate here in, you know, Arkansas and Auburn.
What do you expect the atmosphere to be? And I don't know if you say, is it Gus Malzahn coming home? But he coached high school ball in Northwest Arkansas. Was a member of the Arkansas staff. What's the atmosphere with him coming back to Fayetteville?
Yeah, I think it's, you know, the more this stuff builds, I think the more that this is an evolving story about, you know, how he's coming back. And I think that, you know, I'm sure Gus, you know, just from what I've heard is, you know, would have loved to have coached this team eventually at some point. Right. And, well, I don't know if that adds a little bit more fuel, you know, to his fire, coming back. You know, he wants to come back and beat Arkansas, you know, as coach at Auburn. So, now with this attitude a little bit, maybe, it adds a little bit more incentive, but maybe, you know, it's a way for Coach Bielema to fire his troops up, you know, this coach from Arkansas is coming back here. Let's show them, you know, what we're all about and how much better of a team we are. And they tried to sneak one over on us. So,
could you see something where, you know, And I'm not saying Auburn's going to beat us by 50, but let's say they're up 17 in the middle of the third quarter, 21. They score 21 more, you know, like you would try to rub it in on us a little bit.
I agree. I think that, you know, this has become one of those things.
I think
that,
so, yeah. If they can, they'll try to beat us by as bad as they can.
I think that's right. I think that, you know, but, you know, Coach B's making a lot more money than I am, and he's smarter at football, so maybe he's trying to do something to get his guys even more motivated for senior day this Saturday against Auburn.
What do you think the pregame handshake's going to be like, Jocko? Or will they even go? Will they even meet at midfield for a pregame handshake?
I'm interested to see, you know, what the score is afterwards and see what kind of handshake that was, you know, or will be. But I don't know. He said he's only shaken. You know, they've never really had they've never talked, Coach Bielema and Gus Malzahn. So I think that, you know, he said he's shaken his hand twice in passing, and that's about it. He doesn't really know the guy very well. Never had a conversation with him. So if there's a pregame handshake, it's going to be really, really short. That, you know, it's always kind of – unless the guys are buddies from you know, back in the day, and that's the case most times. And even then it's, you know, short and, hey, how are you? How are things going? And I remember covering a Badger game when Joe Paterno went out and shook – Brett Bielema's hand, and, you know, Joe's asking about his, you know, how's your wife and family, and Brett's like, I'm not married, I don't have a wife, and, you know, at the time, so, you know, it's awkward sometimes to begin with, and, you know, we'll see what kind of handshake it is, you know, hey, how's your video room, that kind of thing, so, how's your GA going, so we'll have to see, you know, it's going to be short anyhow, but maybe it's going to be even awkward, so.
Or maybe Brett goes, hey, we got a working camera we can loan you so that you get all your plays on
exactly,
the video.
Exactly. You know, here's how you hit record. You know, give them a video on how to, you know, send the correct page, stuff like that.
But I think you're right, Jocko. The post-game handshake will be the one to see how it goes down.
Well, it depends on how the game goes, too.
But I think they both act cordial.
Yeah, I think so. You know, they're both smart enough not to, you know. But you never know in the heat of battle. I forget who the Minnesota coach was, but there was a, you know, Coach Bielema went for two late in the game and was Minnesota took it as running up the points a little bit, and the handshake was more of a, you know, couple words that you can't say on radio or television. So
well, you could say them. We would just have to dump you.
Correct. Yes.
Mike.
Yes.
Correct. Let's go to what Brett said about this Auburn team, though. What does he think about their quarterback and their defense, their offensive philosophy? We all know that he hates the hurry up, no huddle. But let's get to the nuts and bolts here, the X's and the O's. What did he say about the Auburn Tigers?
Yeah, well, he said that they're off to a great start. And, you know, a question was asked about, you know, Missouri and Auburn from where they were, much like Arkansas was last year, and how they've had a quick turnaround. And, you know, you talked about, you know, that they've won a national championship not too many years ago. So they have great players. So it's a little bit different situation, for, you know, with both those schools. But, yeah, you know, the hurry-up offense, you know, obviously he said he's still not a fan of it. And got some great players, I think. That he never really went into specifics. I think that he was just, you know, it was kind of a different press conference because it was more of, you know, the changes that maybe Arkansas may make, you know, to themselves, but he didn't really go into too much. Maybe he didn't have enough video to look at just yet as far as Auburn goes, but just knowing, you know, that they're off to a great start and they're a great team and you know, they're going to have to try to slow them down on defense and, you know, try to, you know, with their defense, try to, you know, control the ball on offense to take them away from their game.
What are some of the changes that they're going to make?
Well, I think DeAndre Collins will see some more time, as well as Keon Hatcher, which was kind of surprising. He said Keon Hatcher is going to get some more time at wide receiver, and he's been playing a pretty good amount, but I think he was still mad at him for fumbling the ball against Alabama at kickoff. So I don't think you'll see him playing a lot more as far as that goes at wide receiver, but not so much at returning kicks. And apparently Grady Allison is back to pretty much full strength, so you'll see him more at the tackle spot, spelling Bray Cook. So We'll see how he returns. And really, the defensive backfield, he just said, you know, with the injuries that have happened, Will Hines won't be back, but Marchell Spate will be seeing more playing time. It seems like he's really up to speed. But the guys in the defensive backfield, they're going to be continuing, you know, almost like an audition for next year and see how those guys play, you know, in the last four games. So I think they want to finish well, but I think that kind of from what I gather that, you know, they may already be looking at next year and seeing who's going to step up and get into a playing spot for 2014.
With this being a bye week this last week and emphasis was on recruiting and then a commit decommits, and I know we're running out of time, I guess that we haven't been able to talk to them since that happens. Just kind of wanted to get your thoughts on that.
Well, and they can't comment on the player either. Yeah,
he couldn't comment specifically, but it was, you know, we did talk about it a little bit, and Coach thinks that, you know, there's going to be guys jumping ship, but he thinks that, you know, like it happened today, but I think for the most part, he feels pretty secure that, you know, this isn't a, you know.
Just the timing of it, though, just seems,
correct.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think, I'm sure, you know, he can't speak about it, but I'm sure he's disappointed, you know, and, you know, maybe that reflects on the 3-5 record. Coach Bielma continued to say it doesn't, and he had a chance now to go out, and he said he was gone Sunday night through early Tuesday morning trying to, you know, continue to get kids committed and keep them, you know, keep them on board. So, you know, people look at a 3-5 record and hoping that, you know, we keep thinking
running
about years ahead.
Jocko, running out of
Jocko,
time, man.
Thanks so much. Appreciate
Thank
it.
You.
Always a pleasure.